Right, that is Knife Party Centipede. Here's what I want you to do. Go to the Radio 1 website now on your laptop, on your computer, and get ready to watch, because our mystery guest is about to come into the studio. So, Dom, Tina, and Dave, you have to close your eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And right no now. Cheating.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now. Sorry.
Yes,
sorry.
Now. Yeah. If you want to watch our mystery guest, then you can watch on the webcams. So, Dom, do you want to move round to the side, Mike? You can
yes.
do that.
With my eyes closed?
Yeah, no, just come on. Just look at me. Look at me.
Still looking at you.
My eyes are still closed.
My eyes are closed.
We're going to switch the webcams on. So if you will go to bbc.co.uk/radio1, we'll switch on the webcams and then you can watch as the team guess who our mystery guest is.
Okay.
So let's switch on the webcams now. Hello, I'm Chris. Thanks for tuning in. No, that's Dave with his eyes closed.
Hello, I'm Dave with my eyes shut.
You are.
This is weird.
Mm. And Tina's got her eyes
Hello.
Closed as well.
I have my eyes closed.
That's Tina. And Dom, he's got his eyes closed. He's
got my eyes closed.
Is that part of a seance or something?
Sorry, I just bumped the microphone.
All right, should we bring in our mystery guest?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
All right, so let's bring in our mystery guest and see if you can guess who it is.
Are you closing your eyes?
Well, I know who it is.
Oh, fine.
Unless you've changed it.
No.
Okay, right. All right, they're bringing our mystery guest. All right, this is very exciting. Our mystery guest is now in the studio. If you're watching on the webcams, you can see mystery guest looking very, very well, by the way. Very well.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if mystery guest has been told if he can or she can put on a...
You said and they smell nice.
Yeah, if they can put on a voice. They're only allowed to say yes or no.
Mm.
So who would like to go first in guessing the mystery guest?
Me.
All right.
Because I think I can smell aftershave. Is it a man? Are you a man?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm.
It's a man.
Are you a man? I know you got another go, Tina, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. Are you a British man?
Yes.
Are you from London?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not from London.
Oh.
Oh, don't give too much away.
Mm. Are you a British man from the world of music?
No, I'm not from the world of music.
Are you a British
Hang on, it's my go.
Oh, sorry, I forgot about you, Tom.
Are you from South Africa?
No, I'm not from South Africa, but I'm putting on a South African accent so that you don't know who I am.
Yeah, kind of putting on a South African accent.
It's very good.
It's very good.
I've based my South African accent on the film Lethal Weapon 2 with
right.
Patsy Kinsett.
Diplomatic immunity.
That's the only South African accent I can do.
You can say Brambrid Watbrid. Hang on, Tina.
Are you a British man from the world of comedy?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
There's only one person who laughs like that.
Mm.
Yeah. I think, can I say?
Yeah.
Kat says.
I think you are Jimmy Carr.
Yeah. Open your eyes.
Yeah. Yay!
Can I just say for the listeners, no one's more disappointed than me. I was coming in going, who's the mystery guest?
Oh, no.
Someone in the car was going, oh, it sounds fantastic. Who's it going to be? Beyonce, Jay-Z? It's me.
Yeah.
What is it? Let me look at you. You look different. Is it the facial hair?
It might be the facial hair. I grew a beard. I haven't grown a beard. I've got a little bit of stubble.
I don't think I've ever seen you with a beard.
I just haven't shaved in 2 days. That's masculinity, my friend.
You look great.
Oh, well, thank you very much indeed. Have you... I mean, other people have been saying it, but have you put on weight?
Yes, I have. I've put on a lot of weight.
You look massive.
I know, I feel bad. Really bad.
You've got the kind of weight loss, Chris, where... You know the kind of weight loss where people look great? You come in, you can't help but say, you look fantastic. You've gone beyond that to an area where people go... You're right. Is everything
really?
Okay? Have you got
to the area?
Are you ill?
In the same place?
Are you okay? That looks fantastic.
Have you not seen me in a long time? You've not seen me.
I haven't seen you in a couple of months, but you do. I mean, it's like you'd lost a bit before, but now it looks a little bit. You almost look like, I don't know, maybe you've lost your job and you're having a midlife crisis. That is the look. But hey, great to be here.
Yeah. Well, I'll have fun piling it all back on.
Oh my God!
You look really well.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to be here. It's a bit bittersweet, though, isn't it? It's a little bit bittersweet, isn't it? What have we got? A week left of this?
Yeah, it's nostalgic and it's nice. Week yeah, I know half. What you mean. It is a bit bittersweet.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a little bit. It's a little bit. So what are we going to do in the morning?
I don't know.
TV AM's gone now. This.
Yeah.
TV AM.
Yeah, that's how.
Wow.
I am. Yeah.
Is this on tape?
I tape it on my VHS.
Oh. I'm still getting over the shock of that 25 years ago when that finished.
Yeah. The egg, was that the one with the egg cups?
Yes, yeah. I think it was.
It was. Yeah.
It was the one with the egg cups.
How are you, Jimmy?
I mean, I could not be in better form. I've had an amazing couple of weeks. I've become totally obsessed by the Paralympics.
Really?
I'm almost going to lose my voice last night with the Ellie Simmons in the pool.
Yes. Amazing.
Literally the best athlete I think there's ever been. Yes. And I'll tell you for why. Because she's terrible at the start. She's an awful swimmer for the first three laps.
Right.
So you're going nuts, shouting at this woman in the pool, going, why haven't you even tried this time? I can't believe it. 4 years, you haven't made an effort. And then the last little bit,
amazing.
She just motors along. Like, she seems to be, it's like you're watching her in fast forward and everyone else in slow-mo.
Yeah.
And she just whipped past them all. I went, yeah.
She's incredible, isn't she?
Are you loving it? I wouldn't have put you down for any kind of sport.
I've been really, the Olympics though.
But is it, but were you a fan before? Would you have watched swimming before?
I'm pretty into the Olympics because it's that thing of like you can get into it for a limited time period.
Yeah.
With football, the commitment is huge, and you've got to be an expert. Mm. The thing that I love about the Olympics and the Paralympics is the idea you can sort of you switch on a bit of powerlifting. You go right, I don't know anything about powerlifting. Or we went to the diving, right? Went to the diving. Don't know anything about diving. What got in there? Went, oh, I don't know how the scoring works. I don't know what's going on. This is all very complicated. Literally within 20 minutes, I was going 9.2. You're having a laugh. That's a 9.3. If ever there was a 9.3.
But
it's that instant expert thing. I love that.
Everyone got into it though, didn't they? You know, people are going, I've never watched handball before. I've never watched men's volleyball, but they just became obsessed with it and captivated by it.
Nothing would bore me more. Nothing would make me leave the house more than hearing on the television and later on athletics from, and that'd be or gymnastics.
Yeah.
I've gone. I'm switching the television off. I'm selling the television.
Handball.
I find myself watching gymnastics at home going, he's brilliant. He's really good. He's going to score really high for that.
Watching Dancing Horses.
And the thing
I
with,
still don't get that.
The thing with the Dancing Horses at the Paralympics. At the Olympics, I'll be honest with you, I watch barely 4 hours of dressage. barely 4 hours. One afternoon, I did get quite into the dressage. At the Paralympics, though, the guy with cerebral palsy doing the dressage, it's absolutely mesmeric. And you sort of understand the difficulty more, strangely.
Yeah.
And all the backstories are better.
Yeah.
At the Olympics, you're lucky if you get one good backstory. At the Paralympics, one of the swimmers used to be a terrorist.
What?
One of the swimmers in the Paralympics, the Spanish guy,
right?
was in ETA. He blew someone up. He blew up a car bomb, went to prison for like 17 years. In prison, he did a hunger strike. During the hunger strike, he hurt himself. He lost the use of his legs. He's now in the Paralympics. That, my friend, is a backstory.
Wowzers.
Are you rooting for him or are you rooting for the other guy?
Mm.
Make a decision. Where do you stand on Basque
Blimey.
You really are
It's
into
extraordinary.
It.
Yeah.
Look at you, all fired up.
I've had a brilliant... You know, that I've just been sitting in the garden, you know, and watching
have you have you loved it so much that you've actually turned work down in the evening to stay in and watch the Olympics?
No.
No, of course not. It doesn't mean that much.
Never.
Of course not.
Never going to I've got taxes to pay, my friend.
Yeah, I know that.
The thing... I've been enjoying that whilst it's been going on. I'm trying to think. You've just been in the gym, by the looks of things.
Do you know, weirdly, I haven't been in the gym for 2 weeks, which is the longest I haven't trained for.
I don't know about... I mean, it's not the same for you, but I'm watching the Olympics so much, I've done less sport the last 2 weeks than I have in the last year.
See,
because I just sit there watching it, eating crisps, drinking booze.
Mm. Yeah.
Drinking booze, go, I'll have another little drink, I've been shouting, I need to rehydrate. Wouldn't hurt, would it? Wouldn't hurt to have a beer, just one beer, doesn't hurt. One beer per event.
What sports do you do? I know you play tennis, I know you're a very good tennis player.
I swim a little bit.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'm very bad for the first three lengths.
And then, right, and then motor's
bang,
on.
You're off. Yeah. Is it like kind of watching you in fast forward and watching everyone else in slow motion?
I did swim the other day and slightly try and do an impression of...
Did you?
I swam, and instead of just doing lengths, I tried to do... I'll do the mixed. I'll try to do one length of butterfly, one backstroke. It was
butterfly's impossible.
Butterfly's really hard, isn't it?
It's almost impossible.
The butterfly's basically the swimming stroke where you go, imagine a cross between swimming and drowning.
Yeah.
When I do it, certainly, it looks like, oh, he's in a lot of trouble, isn't he?
Yeah.
We're going to need help.
really difficult.
I don't get it. Well, I can't do butterfly. I don't move. I don't go forward when I do butterfly. I don't. I just stay still. I look like
it's not an easy stroke.
Like a windmill.
No, it's pretty hard. But trying to copy people on the it's fun.
Yeah.
Breaststroke. That's it. That works for me. Why bother inventing anything else? And going backwards is just silly.
Well, breaststroke's amazing. Well, it's for old ladies, so you don't get your head wet.
Yeah,
the breaststroke.
No, breaststroke is that if that exists, why invent any other types of swimming? That's perfect. That's all you need. You go forward with your hands and you kick your feet. Perfect. Everything else is stupid and a waste of time. And that's fact.
Fact. Yep. Fact. We fact checked that. That is correct.
Yeah. Hey, I know. Let's swim backwards. The first person to suggest that, the person next to him should have gone, "Don't be so stupid. What do you want to eat?" and changed the subject. But no, they went, "Swimming backwards, let's try it." They swim backwards. Does no one else find this weird? They swim backwards in the Olympics.
Well, you know the best thing.
There's no running backwards.
You know the best thing for that? The best thing for that was the blind guys in the pool the other day swimming backwards. And they've got these they've got these long poles because they've got to warn them.
Yes.
Because otherwise they've got the flags up for the regular swimmers, they've got the flags, or for the guys that are missing limbs.
Yeah.
They've got the flags so they can see when they're going to hit their head. The blind swimmers, not so much.
Yeah.
So they've got a guy with a long stick that hits their tummy as they're coming in.
So they know
things coming up.
I thought they counted their strokes. They also do that, don't they? They actually know where they are in the pool, by how many strokes they've done.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, if you lose count, you're in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd be rubbish
at that.
Because some of the swimmers, when they win as well, when one of them won on the backstroke and hit the end and won by hitting their head, which is kind of a bittersweet win, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've won, but that hurts.
Exactly.
You're so concussion.
Are you sure?
Gold medal and anodine.
Mm. Are you sure have you seen the men with the long sticks tickling their tummies?
Yeah.
Are you sure no one's told you and you've believed
to
be fair?
That I saw that with my own eyes. Otherwise, if those guys got past security with those sticks, I'd be shocked. I'm pretty sure they're part of it.
What about the guys who sit there with their remote control minis just driving them around? Have you seen those guys?
That is the best job.
No? What are they?
Have you not seen that?
Remote control minis.
So when they do the discus, throw the discus
I thought you meant
the javelin or the shot put or whatever in the mini, and they with the radio control minis, and they drive it back, and then someone picks it up and goes, "Thanks very much," and then they go off. I was there on the last night of the Olympics before the closing ceremony, so I was there on the Saturday night when Mo Farah won and Bolt in the relay, and as everybody was going, because we kind of stayed where we were, the mini guys had a little race on the track.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's good.
You would, wouldn't you?
Literally, off they go, from racing each other, these minis. But of course, as they get a certain length away, the radio controlness stops. So then they had to run a little bit faster so they can catch up with it and turn it around.
Oh.
It was almost a highlight.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Mo Farah and Bolt, that would be the highlight on that last night. So you're well, you're good.
I'm really well. I've got...
Are you on tour?
I'm always on tour, you know me, I love the touring.
But you're actually doing a tour?
Yeah, no, I'm doing a tour. Gagging Order, this one's called, and it goes on literally forever, until Christmas 2013, if anyone's interested.
Wow.
But I'm always banging on about the tour. I tell you what, the other good thing that I've done recently, bought a dog.
Have you?
I got a dog.
What did you get?
I got the best way to describe it is a sawn-off Doberman Pinscher.
Right. Why would you do that?
Because he's 12 inches tall. And he's like a Doberman Pinscher, but he's the most adorable thing.
Aww.
I tell you what the weird thing is, the weird, disgusting stuff that goes with dogs. Because, okay, so dogs are weird, right? Dogs are dogs, okay? So I've got a cat. I've had a cat for years. So I got the dog, and then the dog really likes the cat litter, okay?
Oh, really?
For doing stuff in?
No, just for having a little rummage.
Or playing.
Looking for a tasty treat.
Right.
Okay, this gets... It gets worse, right? This is going to get worse, okay?
Right.
So the dog's coming up and licking your face. You don't want the dog to have been in the cat litter.
No.
Okay, that's horrible. So, I was on the internet 2 nights ago. I discovered the greatest product in the Western world. I discovered the end of capitalism. It's finished. We've completed this level. We can move on to the next thing. Cat logs for dogs. Cat logs for dogs. They're dog treats shaped like cat poop.
Oh, really?
I bought them. I bought 3 boxes. I thought that is an amazing thing. Because for some reason, dogs like cat stuff. So I thought, well, let's just give into it.
Have you tried one?
Huh?
Have you tried one? Be honest. You have, haven't you?
No.
I bet you have.
Because, well,
they
say the fake ones. Oh, it's a lovely, it's a treat for a dog made of the nutritious stuff. I think I just bought some cat poop.
Probably.
And they just went, your dog will like it.
Have you not licked it just to see what it tastes like?
The dog treat?
Yeah.
No, but I guess I'd probably, you know, from the dog's breath, you would get an idea.
Oh, God, I find... Why? Do you know what? I know so many people have dogs, and I reckon I'm in the minority. It's just wrong on every level.
It's really...
I bought a dog in your face.
I bought the other day for the dog these... like it's a little snack for the dog that gives it fresh breath.
Oh,
but why would you want...
It's pretty...
Yeah, but
that's
why would you want his face anywhere near you?
Huh?
Why would you want... Like licking your face when he's been licking his, you know...
Dave has an irrational fear of dogs,
licking
Jimmy.
His Jedwoods, and then he comes and licks your face and other dogs' bums.
What's the matter? What?
That's
okay, all right. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If your brother, nephew, cousin came into town and stayed with you for a week, okay?
Right, right.
And came down in the morning for breakfast and went, morning, Jim, and licked your face, you would find that weird.
Yes, correct.
Right.
Okay, I'm with you so
far. But with a dog, you go, no, can you put your slobber all over my face? What is that all about?
Well, you've got to do that voice so they don't understand you. Right. That is part
That's
of the...
That's the dog voice.
The dog, oh, yes, you are a good boy.
I bet you do that. I bet you...
I did find myself the other day. Now I talk to him like an adult. Morning, Mackie. You're a very nice dog.
Mackie?
Mackie, yeah.
Like Mackie D for dog.
No, Mackie from... weirdly from a character in The Shield.
Oh,
Mackie.
Right.
Just only ever name things after your favourite TV character.
You are so single. It's unbelievable. You just... It's crazy.
Single?
Yeah,
single.
I know you're not, but you should be.
Really? Yeah, I should be a single gay man. I think I would be happier. I love my little...
You know?
I just, you know...
I got a dog about a year ago, and I think it's brilliant. I'm all in favour of dogs.
Makes you go on long walks.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it
you
does.
Can do with it, Chris. Lose a bit of weight. Come on, get on there. Have a bit of a walk.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. Is get a dog so I can lose weight.
Yeah,
I tell you, if I'm having a dog, I'm having it between two burger buns. I'm telling you that for nothing.
I kind of can't believe you're not into it. I wasn't into it for ages. I resisted it for ages, but I absolutely.
But then your
love
house
it.
Will smell of dog and cat,
you
and
have to wash
your
hands.
And poo everywhere and. You'll start to smell, and people won't tell you because they like you, and they won't.
I bought the other coolest thing last night.
Here we go.
No, because, okay, the dog is tiny, and when we put him out in the garden at night, when he goes for a little wee, a little cute little thing going for a wee, we've lost him in the garden because he's tiny, and then the garden has plants in it. Okay, so we bought like a little red collar for him that lights up. He looks like a Jedi. He looks like he's from some futuristic movie.
It's a dog
light. If he leaves the prison, his head's going to blow off.
That's a brilliant idea.
You bought yourself a collar for your dog that lights up so you can see him when he's in the garden at night, hidden by all the garden plants.
Yes, I did. I'm that guy.
You can get high visibility jackets as well for dogs.
High vis jackets?
Yeah, you can.
He very rarely works manually on the roads. He's got like an office job.
He's on the M1.
Yeah.
He's cute, though.
Do you bring him on tour with you?
Occasionally I will.
Oh, my God. And then
I don't bring him on stage.
But who has to look after him when you're on stage?
One of the audience. I pick someone at random and they have to go and walk him. Sorry.
See, with you, I never know whether that's a joke or true.
Okay, I
you,
could do.
How
I'm
much
sure
did you pay for your
it.
Tickets? 20 quid? Here's 20... 20 quid, sorry. So I'm going back to 1982. How much did you pay for your tickets? How much tickets see you?
25 quid?
Oh, there you go.
That seems about right. And I went to, the, you know, the cinema's 25.
Yeah. So you go, here's £25. Here's your money back. Right? I'll give you the DVD when it comes out at Christmas. Can you just take my dog for a little half-hour walk around? Where are your next Hastings?
Yeah,
so you go...
You know more about it than I do.
Yeah. I'm all over it.
Yeah.
You'll do... Well, because it's an obvious way that people will work out tours. You'll do Hastings, you'll do Grimsby.
Yeah.
Grimsby. Aberdeen and Worthing.
No, it'll be Derby, High Wycombe.
Oh, okay.
That's what it'll be.
I was Inverness last weekend. Inverness down to the Olympic Village.
Were you Eden Court in Inverness?
Did you do the live show from there?
No, I've got your website up in front of
me. Okay, there you go. That's solved that mystery.
When is he in High Wycombe, just out of interest?
Tuesday, the 11th of September at the Swan.
Oh, that's coming up very soon. That's my local one.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about St Albans?
St Albans?
Yeah.
I'm just looking. Do you play St Albans?
Yeah. I do. Like, it's St Albans Arena. It's the smallest arena in the world.
It
like
is,
1,000 seats, but they call themselves an arena.
Yeah.
Come to the arena. See the show.
Christians. I saw you there and Peppa Pig there last year. It was amazing.
Me and Peppa Pig. Yeah. That's a hell of a double header.
It's a hell of a show.
And Jimmy was on first.
Yeah, I opened for them.
Yeah.
I can't find it unless you played there recently.
I played there a couple of weeks ago.
You
have
to
I've
go
got it
somewhere else.
Yeah. Right. Sure, I'm always doing that.
Where do you want to go?
Yeah, I don't mind. I'm easy to.
Shall I read out where Jimmy's going to be playing?
Yeah.
Okay. Stop me if there's any of these, you know, any of you want to go to any of these.
Yeah.
Hastings, Grimsby, Derby, High Wycombe, Hull, Huddersfield, Colchester, Poole, Worthing, Canterbury, Salisbury, Basingstoke, Grantham, Kings Lynn, Halifax, Blackburn, Coventry, Aylesbury, Northampton, Cambridge, Ipswich.
Cambridge is good for me. Mum and
Cambridge at the
there.
Corn Exchange on Friday, the 2nd of November. A little pre-Christmas treat.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
Be my guest.
I'll be available to come that night as well. I'll have nothing on.
Nothing on.
Nothing on.
Oh, yeah, of course, because you're...
jobless.
Well, I would say... I mean, I'm not sure how old you are, but you're retiring, right? Is it early retirement? You're going to be playing golf? You're going to be...
Sure, if you want. Why not?
Making chutney.
No, but yeah. I just think you should still be involved in the community. Maybe you should become a lollipop lady. I mean, obviously, the transgender surgery is the tough bit there, but the...
Yeah, that's right. I'm retiring. I'm younger than you, Grandad. Don't give me that.
How are you younger than... But they're northern years. It's like dog years, isn't it?
I only look older than you because I don't dye my hair. That's all it is.
You don't dye your hair?
No.
Why don't you dye your hair? You're in show business.
Because I'd look like you. And I don't want to look...
The only reason you don't dye your hair is because, mainly radio.
Jimmy, you've got to be careful because you've always had a good look. You know, I've always said you always look good on telly and off stage in real life. I think you've got a good look. But another shade of blackness on that, by the way, and you're into Paddy McGuinness territory. And that is straight out the painting there. You've got to be careful.
It's when it goes blue.
Yeah.
You know why I dye my hair? You know the real reason I dye my hair?
You're
blonde. Because I'm a little bit grey all over. Tiny bit grey, like salt and pepper, tiny bit. I've got two grey streaks of hair through the side, above my ears.
A kind of Graham Norton-esque?
Like massive streaks. So, no, I look like Mr. Fantastic, the comic book character, if I don't dye my hair. It's properly
But would that
ludicrous.
Not look cool?
I know, it looks like I look like a weird vampire.
See, I'm still naturally dark. It's just these lights here.
Yeah, they make you look grey.
They're permanently above my head as
tricks.
I walk around.
Mm. Yeah, you look like
Gary Barlow, George Clooney, Brad Pitt.
Yeah, sure. I mean, in silhouette, why not?
Gary Bushell.
Gary Bushell closer than
More Gary Bushell than Gary Barlow.
Yeah,
I have to say I've not put anything in my hair today, so it's kind of fluffy. It's kind of a little.
It's full of body and lustre.
Mm.
Lustre.
I think I'm seeing Gary this evening.
Bushell.
I'm doing that. That GQ.
Oh, it's the GQ. Yeah. Are you hosting?
Yeah, I'm hosting the GQ Man of the Year Awards with David Williams this evening. Oh, together at last.
Best of luck.
Be all right, won't it?
That's
fun.
The comedy act we've all been waiting for.
Yeah. It'd be all right. I think they might be a little bit nervous.
I'd imagine.
Can we say that? Is that okay to say?
I went to that award ceremony twice. I've won the GQ Man of the Year twice.
Have you?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Didn't they then retire your award?
DJ of the Year, and then they retired the award, and they don't even do it anymore. I think it got to the point where it was me, Jonathan Ross, and that was it. Yeah. And then that was it. They just went, actually, let's not even bother having the category. Brilliant. Wow. Thanks very much.
Oh, you poor little thing.
I know. Well, do you know what?
It's a story you can tell on your saga cruise next year.
Thanks.
Well, later on this year.
Hey, listen. How
2 weeks' time.
How can you, by
We're
the
going
way.
To the Med. There's going to be an all-you-can-eat buffet. It's going to be terrific.
How can you mock what I look like when... You know, you always had... Jimmy's always had, with his DVDs and CDs that he puts out, like drawings of himself or kind of versions of photographs of himself.
Oh,
so it's not a normal...
Tour,
so it's not a normal picture.
Yeah.
And they started off being very, very subtle. So you go, is that a picture or a drawing? And it was kind of like a drawing over a picture, very subtly, something like that. And as the DVDs have gone through the years, and Jimmy's got older, these pictures have got... more obvious that they're not pictures, they're not photos, they're drawings. And I would ask everyone to Google
which one's
poster for gagging order.
Have I made myself look too handsome?
Now, Jimmy! Jimmy!
What? What's the matter with
that? I don't know if you've ever seen...
What's the matter with
I don't
that?
Know if you've ever seen Smashy and Nice's End of an Era, a mockumentary they did, where there's a massive...
Smashy and Nicey's End of an Era. I'm part of it today.
There's a massive drawing of Harry Enfield's character, and Paul Whitehouse goes, oh, great drawing, mate. He did that, and he goes, drawing? That's a photo. The camera never lies. And it's that.
You look a bit like Enrique Iglesias.
I don't know if you can...
Well, that is how I look. That is the look that I'm rocking.
You know what you would love? There it is. We're just putting it on the camera there. Now look at that, ladies and gentlemen. Look. That's not right. That's just not right.
That's from a photo. That's what I look like on the day.
Do you want to know what that looks like?
Go on, what does that look like?
Allard has recently come back from Japan.
In Japan,
they have photo booths that automatically Photoshop your pictures.
It's photoshopping for the masses.
If you look, so that picture of you, which I've just shown you.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a picture of Allard that he photoed. It's a photo booth. And the pictures come out looking like what I'm about to show you.
This sounds like the best idea ever. So you just take a photo of yourself and you look amazing.
Isn't it brilliant?
No, I never said amazing. I never said the word amazing.
Go on, let's have a look. Oh, Allard, age 12.
Isn't that disturbing?
Yeah. That's so disturbing. Why is
it? Look at that.
It's the eyes, I think.
They automatically enlarge the eyes, like Lady Gaga look. You know,
right, so it's like
videos.
So you look like the comics they've got over there. You
know, manga.
The manga. Yes, they've always indeed, got the massive eyes.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Allard loves it. Allard's now using it. His publicity for
Well, that is the work you need to get done.
I do love that.
Jimmy's next tour. Look at him. Hi.
I liked having the cartoon posters though, because you don't want to arrive in a town and there's loads of pictures of you up. At least a cartoon of you up outside the venue is acceptable.
When you played the Hammersmith in London a couple of years ago, you had a massive, huge picture of you outside, and the week before I even went to see you, it was up.
Yeah.
I went to see somebody else's gig. There was a massive picture of Jimmy Carr.
Well, we had tickets
on the roof.
There's always tickets to shift. There's always stuff to do.
And they're looking up going, Sarah Silverman's properly let herself go, isn't she? Is she dying her hair? Oh, man.
Probably. Now, what happens after this then? What, you got another week of this, right?
That's
another
Fern week at 10. Show.
What, sorry?
Oh, you mean bigger
Fern
at 10. Yeah, sorry, bigger picture. Nice. Yeah.
After we, then that's it.
Then that's it?
We're off.
And this the work experience guy that's taken over, how's that gonna work out?
He'll be fine. How's that gonna work out?
Yeah, how many is he? He's filling in for who's taken over permanently though? It's a big, no, seriously, because it's a big job. It's a big responsibility, and I think he's great. But I mean, that can't be.
Who is this that we're talking about?
Grimshaw.
That's right. What's his name?
Nick Grimshaw.
That's right.
He's been on our show. He's a lovely little. He's wonderful. I'm sure he makes a great cup of tea. I can see how he got the job and he worked his way up through the system. It just seems weird that he'd be taking over like a proper grown up. Because it's a big show. It's a big radio show. Sure. It just seems.
Sure. When you think of the show, you think of the phrase "grown up." That's what it is. That's what you do. Yeah. Well, I'm off. I'm
broadcasting.
I'm not a DJ. I'm a broadcaster.
Of course.
Thank you.
Of course.
Everyone's going off to do different things. I'm going on tour. I'm doing the musical.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Superstar.
Yeah, that's right.
Originally called Superstar, and then they found out you were in it.
Yeah.
I think that's Minchin as well, isn't it?
And Sporty Spies.
You, Minchin, Sport, together at last.
It's the team that everybody wanted.
Yeah. It is an amazing... The thing about Jesus Christ Superstar, I think people sort of think Andrew Lloyd Webber, and they sort of just dismiss it as Cats and Phantom and stuff for the misses. And Jesus Christ Superstar, amazing. Mm. The piece of music is just, it's extraordinary.
It's very funky. It's
are you doing the O2? Are you playing the O2?
Yeah, we start at the O2 in London.
You start at the O2?
Yeah, that's the beginning of the tour.
See, that is the secret, I think. If you're doing any kind of musical, you start small, you play a tiny little theatre, and you just get good reviews. So the small little room of the O2, they've got a little practice rehearsal room that Chris is doing. You just play that small room and you get it right before the reviewers come in.
Rude.
You've got to get it right before the reviewers get in, otherwise you can make a fool of yourself.
It's an arena tour. That's
so you're playing the arena on the first night. The first time you do the show, you're playing the arena.
That's all we're doing is arenas.
Yeah, that is... I mean, it's not too late. You can pull out of that.
Listen, it's fine. I've got one song. I'm on stage for 4 minutes. That's it.
4 minutes.
And that's 3.5 minutes of my song.
Do they put up, like, have you got screens? Do they flash something up saying it might be a good idea to take a pee now or go and buy a Coke?
No.
But how do people know to go and get a drink? Because otherwise it's going to be a massive queue.
That's the interval. It's the interval.
You're on in the
interval.
Listen,
I'm going to be amazing.
What's the song you're singing for 4 minutes?
It's called Herod's Song.
Herod's Song.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are you playing?
King Herod.
Oh, right, okay, no, that checks out. That works.
I'm King Herod.
Okay.
In doing Herod's song.
You're Herod. Now, Herod, I mean, I viewed him, when I looked at the text, sort of a baddie.
Well, no, this is not the bad, bad, bad Herod. This is his son, Herod.
Right.
Yeah, come on, seriously. Know your history.
Herod the second.
Yeah, Herod Junior.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not as bad as his dad. But he's still like horrible and boo hiss. I'm love that I'm educating you about stuff that I don't really know anything about.
When is this show? I want to go.
Starts the end of September. Starts a week after we finished the radio show. So
okay, well I think I'll probably leave it to the day and get a ticket. I'll see what I'm doing that day and I'll get a ticket. I imagine
it'll be sold out. I would imagine it'll be.
It won't because it's a massive venue and it's you singing. So I think it'll be fine.
No, I think it will be.
I'll leave it on the day.
You're working. You're in Poole, Worth, and Canterbury.
Yeah, but
I think there's a matinee.
Not really. Are you genuinely doing a matinee?
Yeah.
You're doing an arena matinee.
Yeah.
You're going to get 16,000 people in and then out again. Yeah. You'll run out of hot dogs. It's a disaster. Who's doing the catering?
It'll be fine. Don't you worry. Do you want to come to the matinee?
I really do.
Do you really?
I really like a music. I've got a tiny dog and I like musicals. Oh, but you're in, I think no, I might be in, coming out on the show today.
It's a cry for help.
Dave, that won't work. He's in Poole on Friday night and Worthing Saturday night.
It will work. I'll come back. I'll make it work.
It's not ridiculous.
Hey, I like you, but you're not in charge of my logistics. I think you should.
You can do what you want. You're a grown up.
Thanks very much. Yeah. Cheers.
You probably have a tour manager.
Time for news.
It's time for news.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we played enough records in the last half an hour, I'll be honest, but
we can play some. Hi, viewers.
Maybe Chris could give us a song. He's very good, apparently.
I am.
Let's stick the news on. Let's talk about it after.
Do you know what my first word in the song is? They've given me a really good one.
Go on.
Jesus. So I can't really forget. Jesus!
Well, and even if you do forget,
yeah,
in front of 16,000 people, yeah. Jesus.
Well, that's it. That's the thing. That's what I'll be doing. Is Jimmy staying? Are you staying?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is he gonna stay for after the news?
I'll tell you why. Yeah. Because we have a package and we've got one of Roy's games coming up before 10.
Jimmy's got a package.
And
then... yeah, Alad.
I don't know how to respond to that. I know.
With a hot flush? That's what you've gone with.
Is he staying?
No. No. Guys, thanks so much for the show. It's been amazing. It's been amazing. How many years have you been doing this?
8.5 years.
It seems longer. The show drags. But no, it's been fantastic. You'll be very sorely missed. I don't want to get sentimental on you, but...
thanks.
I've loved coming in here, and I've loved listening.
Well, you've been one of our favourite guests. Jimmy's always been good. He came in on the marathon show that time, and... did a very kind of surreal show with us and Vernon. I don't really remember it because we were away with the fairies. But we've always had fun with Jimmy. You're a true friend. And
I think the last time I came in, I think Al had got one of the jokes last time.
Yes. I'd like to thank you for my education in comedy.
Do you know what? Actually, while we're here, let's negotiate this deal. Are you finally going to get him to do alternative commentary on one of your DVDs?
Oh, yeah. Now he's long-term unemployed, of course.
Sure.
Yeah.
You got to feel sorry
for
him.
Get him at a better rate.
And the contract for it now, so yeah.
Sure.
See?
Sure, definitely.
Jimmy, as this on-air relationship is coming to an end, and it is bittersweet and sad, I realise that time is running out. Would I therefore be able to blag a couple of tickets to High Wycombe?
Sure.
Is that
sure.
All right? Because, you know, really, literally after this, I possibly won't be able to do that again.
No, your value to me will decrease.
So whereas now, I think, you know, it's still enough. We're still technically beyond the air.
No, we will be. We will. You can talk about it that day and the day after.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Come to the show.
Thank you very much.
Guys, thanks for having me on again.
Thank you. You are welcome.
Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful Mr. Jimmy Carr.
Yeah.
Yay. Hardest working comedian in Britain.
You say that.
I knew it is worth it. Right, we'll do the news next. What can we tell you about Charlie's...